Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, the homie Q, what's happening, fella?
What's good with you?
What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, chilling, man. Chilling, chilling, chilling. It's crazy because I'm sitting here thinking, the Super Bowl or whatever. But I'm like, man, it seemed like all of it just started, like college football. NFL football, you know what I mean? But what really threw me off was when they started, they was breaking down, Joe Lenardi was breaking down the bracketology. I'm like, it's time for that. You know what I mean? With college back, I'm like, God, dog, you know what I mean?
It's at that time you see them doing all the they be showing all the, how many quad one wins this team got, first out, first four in, last four in, first four out, all that.
The net.
And then it's time too, right? When you start seeing the what is the Capital One joints with Charles Barkley, Samuel Jackson, Spike Lee, and not Brad Nessler. What's my man? My man that I can't think of his name, but the
What, Kellogg?
no, Tony Romo partner during football. He got like the greatest voice in the world. I can't think of his name, but. Anyway, yeah, when you start seeing those commercials, it's about the
Oh, you talking about the other guy from CBS Network games, Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. There you go. So I'm like, dang, man, that's crazy. But yeah, man, it's rolling right along. It's rolling pretty well too.
I mean, hey, Mike, I'm gonna have to correct you on one thing right there. My boy Gus got the best voice in sports.
Yeah, I don't know if he got the best voice or he just got
Yeah, he
most
got it.
excitable voice.
Yeah, he got the pizzazz. But Nance's voice is like Nance's
But
voice
Jim
is
Nance can,
going in.
and Jim Nance is versatile too. He can do a basketball game, football game,
Gus
and he can turn around and
yeah,
do the masters. You can't see no Gus Johnson
boxing
do the
and
masters,
everything.
dude. They kick Gus Johnson out of Gus, and you can't do the
Gus will be like I said, the entertainer said. Gus had that thing crunk though, you feel me? Yeah, Gus had him crunk.
Hey, that's my boy.
But nah, yeah. I like Gus a lot, but Nance's voice just like it's like, man, you know what I'm
No,
saying?
yeah. I feel
But
you.
nah, Gus that guy though.
What
Yeah,
what's my boy from Showtime too, black dude. I can't even think of
from
nothing.
Showtime?
Do the fights?
Oh, you talking about dang. You talking about I know you talking about and they won't come to me right now though.
Yeah, mine either. I see. I talk about this dude all the time, and I can't even think of it. Y'all go ahead and continue, man.
Nah.
I'll figure it out.
So I was saying, speaking of the Super Bowl, that was man, it was fitting that the Super Bowl ended the way it did because of the way the playoffs went. You know what I'm saying? But I was sitting there thinking, like, man, though our scores wasn't right, we was like kind of in the ballpark. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. And I saw a lot of people picking Cincinnati. I saw a lot of people, which they weren't. That wasn't far-fetched to me. You know what I'm saying? I saw a few picking a blowout, but I'm just like I couldn't see that. But Q, I'm gonna tell you, your MVP pick. I think that should have. I think I ain't gonna say I'm mad that Cup won because what he did on that last drive was whoo. But I think Aaron Donald, man.
That boy took over from the middle of the third quarter all the way through the end. And
Hey.
once he got in that little scuffle on the sideline, they couldn't stop
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, okay. All right. You know what I
him.
mean? Like, and so I was thinking about, I was like, dang, man, I was like, Q said Aaron Donald, which you know what I'm saying? That I was like, I thought it would be one of the quarterbacks, but man. He
That dude different, man.
He really is, man. He really is. But the game as a whole, man, I thought it was dope. You know what I mean? I thought it was good. I thought, pretty much what we talked about. You know what I'm saying? We talked about how that offensive line versus that defensive line come into play. The big plays, we saw those, you know what I'm saying, with Jamar Chase and Higgins. And we saw, even like what Kevin kept saying, the inexperience come into play. But I thought it was a good game, man. How y'all felt? And, oh, man, you know I love the halftime show. Oh, my gosh. And I ain't even that guy, but golly, I love that one. But, yeah, how y'all felt, though?
So first of all, the guy I was thinking about is Brian Custer. That's his name. Second of all, yeah, I couldn't let that go. I couldn't let it go. I had to. Second of all, that's exactly how I thought that game would play out. I said before the game, I thought it would be 35-31 Rams, and I thought the Rams would score a go-ahead touchdown, like just like they did. I got the score wrong, but I figured the game would play out just like it did. You know what I'm saying? If P. Ryan, I thought it was mixing at first, but if P. Ryan get that damn first down on 31, like I feel like you have to get that, especially a big back like that.
Yeah,
like you have to fall forward and get that yard, man. Like there's no way I don't care who you got on your back. I don't care who it is. A big back like that, you got to get that. You got the momentum. You know what I'm saying? You got to fall forward and get that yard. You know what I mean? But it played out just like I thought it did. Like y'all said, Aaron Donald dominated second half. You know what I mean? Like Joe Burrow just didn't have time, but still, man, the way he can, with that pressure on him like that, the way he can still just make plays, man.
He play cool like Bryce.
Oh my God, man.
Well, even the touchdown to T. Higgins, he was under pressure.
Under pressure, yeah.
He just got away. Yeah, I feel you though, but Kevin Donald different though.
Yeah,
man.
But I don't care who it is though. You as a back, when you got that momentum, bro, you should be getting that yard. And we've seen that. I've seen people like
he's scorpion, nah, that man.
I understand that, but no, you
gotta get over here.
You gotta get that. I don't care how good a defensive lineman you are. Like you gotta get that.
You gotta shoot him some bell. That ain't just any old dude. This dude, they talk about arguably like up there, like best defensive player ever, like with LT, bro.
You're a 230-pound back with momentum, you gotta get that. I can see if you're a scat back.
Kevin. That's like saying
I've seen Vita Vea grab people when they fall forward.
But that ain't Aaron Donald.
It don't matter, bro. I don't care who it is.
So that's like saying
how big and strong you are. If you're a big and strong back, you got to fall forward for that yard.
But so that's like saying, like, if you go up to dunk the ball on Mutombo, like, you got to dunk it.
No, I'm saying in that situation, I can see if Donald made him square, you know what I mean? Then, yeah. But if he just, like, wrap you up, bro, you
got
to get that.
But Kevin, you got to think about it, though, Kevin. So, in that little small area, in that little small second, it's all about momentum. You don't know exactly when he caught him. He could have caught him with his push leg up. And just happen to catch him at the right time so he couldn't fall forward or something like that. But because if you go back and look at that play, and when you said that, I went back and looked at it a couple of times, it looked like he should have fell forward. But I thought about it, and I'm like, maybe his momentum got overtaken by Donald's momentum, because you see how strong he is in that hole, man.
I don't care about that.
You see how strong he is? You see how strong he is?
Joe Mixon would have got that.
I don't know.
You think,
man,
so?
Joe Mixon would have got that.
I don't even know if Christian Okoye would have got that.
Bro.
He would have got it.
I tell you what, we can go back and look at every Aaron Donald tackle throughout the year, and I guarantee somebody was – I'm not saying break the tackle. I'm talking about falling forward for a yard. That's what I'm talking about.
But like, I'm saying –
he gonna make the tackle.
But think about him. He going backwards, though.
No. That ain't what I saw. I mean, you know,
that's a lot to bring forward, though, Kevin. I feel you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying a back that big. What you there for? I mean, if you can't get that, what are you there for?
But
it's a reason why they value big backs. Because big bats can do that. They can fall forward.
True, but I'm saying, dog.
It's not 100% foolproof, though. Man,
it can be in that situation. But I can see if Donald came through and just hit that man straight up in his chest. Hell yeah, he going back.
But you in the Hall of Fame.
Leg tackle, man.
But no, you mean the Hall of Famer in a hole with different techniques to get you to the ground.
Man, Hall of Famers ain't perfect.
And that ain't even, but P. Ryan ain't even like.
That's the issue.
I'm saying he
couldn't been out there.
There you go, man. You just say a big, what, he 220, 215, 220, 220?
230 to me.
But Aaron Donald, a bad boy. That's a different dude, man.
Man, we ain't got to discuss that. We get that. You know what I mean? But
I'm just saying, like, I'm saying I ain't going to condemn the man for that.
Man, you know how many backs would have got that first down?
No.
I mean, a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of them. Matter of fact, I know a guy on the sideline named Joe Mixon that would have got it.
Nah, dog.
Man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That Aaron Donald, different cat, dog.
Aaron Donald, horse, man. That ain't what I'm saying. I get that. So
that's basically what you're saying is basically like.
There's a reason why P. Ryan on the bench.
No, no.
And ain't starting over Mixon a horse.
So that's like Rodney Hampton versus Reggie White. He wouldn't have got that on Reggie White.
How you know?
Because Reggie White is Aaron Donald daddy.
Hey, man. I just feel
Learned
like
the two greatest interior line. And Charles Haley, them dudes like different.
You talk about like cats like that. For a reason, bro. If you can't get that yard, then.
But it's still like.
When you be out there.
Yeah, it's so much more than just him versus him, though. Yeah. You got a lot of body moving around it.
Because somebody else had hit him initially, too. I don't know if it was A'shaun or Gaines. I don't know who that was.
You know what I wish you had? I wish you had that little option where we could just put the video up and just analyze it point by point right now while we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I think, Kevin, if you go back and look at it, you'll see that it was a lot more in that play than just – than just Donald versus P. Ryan.
It really was, bro. And we still talking about Aaron Donald, though. That's like
you doing it now.
No, so I'm gonna tell you. You remember? I know y'all remember this play. So that's like, remember when the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers was in the conference finals, and LeBron caught the ball and just like went to the basket and laid it up. And everybody's like, how Paul George just let him get this. He ain't let him. Like, that's LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this dude here, it's the same thing. Like, sometimes it just is what it is.
He didn't get it. I mean, I was 50-50 when they ran it. I was like, he should get it. But when he didn't get it, I wasn't shocked that he didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm exactly like you. See, look, you looking at it now?
Look at it. What you see, Kev?
Right.
What you see?
This the baddest man in football, though, dog. So it ain't like.
Yeah, that's not up for debate.
But we ain't.
Offense and defense.
That ain't what I'm saying.
But you talk, I'm just saying, like, so you know how, like, that's what I'm saying.
What he's saying is, Kevin, sometimes those dudes just make the play and it can't be explained.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, Jalen Ramsey's a bad man, too. And I saw that ass getting torched out there.
What
a
what?
Wait a minute.
The one play, it was just unfortunate. The one play.
That dude almost ripped his face mask.
Yeah. That one was the ref just didn't see it.
There's two different positions, Kev. Come on now. You know better than this.
Cause he yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying. You acting like that was an easy play for P. Ryan to make. That was what I'm saying.
Kev gonna say we can't get up on him again, Mike.
I ain't say it was easy.
So yeah, you said he got to get that.
The way you saying it
don't mean it easy, though. It should be a given that he got that 1 yard.
Yeah, that's how you saying it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, you got to get that. No, hell no. You got to get that.
Nah, dog.
Oh, my God.
Was it that bad, Kevin?
It was that bad.
Hell no.
This man reached out and grabbed a 230-pound back with momentum going forward.
That's how bad he is.
Have you seen Aaron Donald, though?
I've seen Aaron Donald. I know what Aaron Donald is.
So that's what the problem is.
I know all of that.
It is less about P. Ryan and more about Aaron.
I don't think you're giving Aaron Donald the proper respect right now.
I am, bro. Straight up. Bro, you got to get that.
I don't think you're giving Aaron Donald the proper respect.
So we'll even go into like simpler terms.
Oh my God.
If that's Jordan Davis and B. Rob, you mad at B. Rob?
Hell yeah. Dude. B-Rob get that right now. Right now.
So he's saying if Brian Robinson got that, he get that.
And he going to get that on Jordan Davis.
On whoever. He getting that.
On Kevin.
And like we all agree, him and Zeus White both comparable. Neither one of them getting that.
They getting that.
Derrick Henry ain't get it against Cincy.
That's a totally different situation.
How's it different?
Because Derrick Henry got basically blown up in the backfield. And he had trash around his feet. He's not a quick lateral movement type guy. We all know Derrick Henry got to get going to get his momentum and fall forward. P. Ryan was already going forward, already headed straight towards the first down marker and got grabbed like a little boy.
Because he got grabbed by a grown man.
I understand that. Like it ain't about Aaron Donald. I get that.
Yes, it is, dog.
Aaron Donald, he's a man. He's a beast. I get that.
Stop right there.
Right.
I get that part.
It's all about Aaron Donald.
Okay.
So how many times even like whatever sport it is. You see Brady come down. Yo, how they letting him? They ain't letting him do nothing. Aaron Rodgers, how they let him? They ain't letting him do nothing. Steph Curry, LeBron, KD, whoever, Michael Jordan, Kobe. Now, if it's like even last night, I heard somebody, how they let Cam Thomas, which I feel like disrespectful because Cam Thomas a bucket. How they going to let Cam Thomas? But I can see that more so than – like if that's KD, sometimes you just got to tip your cap, Kevin. We ain't talking about just any D tackle in the league.
I know who we're talking about.
The best cat maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm saying. That's like saying, yo, Cat should just rip Isaiah Thomas or rip Kyrie Irving. Two guys probably got some of the best handle ever. Or rip like Rafer Austin or something like that. Mm-mm. God, Sham God or something. Ain't happening.
Oh, that's even worse than I thought. I'm gonna stop looking at this.
What's so bad about it, kid?
God, he grabbed it with one arm.
That's even more than you know how bad this dude is, bro.
I don't know why y'all keep saying that. I understand that. Like I know. Like, so he's it ain't, bad man.
Hey. It's less about P. Ryan and more about Aaron Donald.
It's more about P. Ryan letting the man grab him. You in the NFL too. I get what Aaron Donald is. I understand that. We're talking about maybe the best defensive lineman ever. I won't put that out there that I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that.
And Samaje Perine is not even considered one of the best running backs in the NFL.
And I guess it's the reason why. Because that right there, what I just saw.
So I'm saying even
Jesus Christ.
I don't think Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Wainwright, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara too small, so he wouldn't even. He probably threw him back to the end zone.
It wouldn't have came to that though. Like Alvin Kamara would have, he wouldn't have been in that position. He would have, you know, he would have did some little move to put himself in a better position to get that. Because Aaron Donald was blocked. See, that's the thing. He was blocked.
Which makes the play even greater.
We understand that. Like Aaron Donald's a monster. Amazing play by him. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Amazing play by him. Like, I get that. But what I'm saying is, how in the hell you let him make that amazing play?
The same way he made the next one on the next down.
That's understandable. Like, great player. Like, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I don't. Sometimes it ain't no rhyme or reason.
That's just like I can
say that with in the SEC championship, and I'm like, yo, how are they letting Bryce Young do this? They ain't letting him do nothing. He was making plays because he is that good.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. No, it's not, bro.
Totally different.
Bryce Young is the best quarterback in college football. So a lot of them plays that he made, I don't care who you had out there or what you tried to do, it just wasn't going to happen because he's that good. It's just like, a lot of the stuff like that Patrick Mahomes do. It just, you can't, it is what it is.
Yeah, so you don't, let me ask you like this. So you don't think it's plays out there that are made just because that player is that good? I think it's different for different positions, right? But listen to what I'm saying.
Because that tells me you don't understand what I'm saying because you just asked me that question.
Kevin, I understand what you're saying. I understand. I'm looking at it too. But what I'm saying is I'm thinking about what Mike is saying too, that some players like that that are just that good, they make plays that defy logic is what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying is that shouldn't have been one of them. That's what I'm saying.
This man is crazy.
That particular play. It's plays out there that you can't, like, that he's just going to make because he's that good.
That shouldn't
have been one of them. It should have been.
Which speaks to his greatness.
No, it speaks to P. Ryan's. I ain't going to say what I'm saying. But
I'm just saying, though, sometimes it is what it is.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
No, I feel you. I feel you. Let's just move on to the next topic. We spend too much time on it because my mind ain't going to change. Y'all mind ain't going to change.
Because you tripping on P-Ryan for no reason. Like, you know.
That was just Donald, man.
Aaron Donald. That's what that was. Aaron Donald. So, y'all, what about as far as that, you know, still in the same game. What you think about it though? Cup and Donald and Matt and Odell and Joe and Joe Mixon and Chase and Higgins. What y'all think about all of that?
I hate what happened to Odell.
Oh, I really hate that.
I hate that because he's going to be out for probably next season too. And I hate it for a couple of reasons, right? So a lot of people don't know this about his contract, but he took his contract in Bitcoin, right? So when he took that contract in Bitcoin, Bitcoin was trading like 64,000 plus per, and now it's down to like 40,000. But he still has to pay the taxes on what he signed for. So in essence, for the rest of this season, he only made like 40,000, and he got 3 million back in bonuses just because they made it so far. And he's going to the offseason as a free agent. So I just feel bad because of the timing of it. So because he got to rehab, try to find a new team. Hopefully the Rams will do something for him since. I mean, if we honest, he made an impact on that team.
Absolutely.
Especially with Robert Woods going down around the same time. So I just hope that they take care of him. I haven't really been a Beckham fan, but I hope they take care of him. I feel right. Like also go ahead.
Why you ain't no Beckham fan?
Yo, this dude is Bama or bust.
I mean, it's just I feel like I'm not a fan of the show that come along with the player. You know what I mean? That's really my thing with him. And I mean, you gonna make me say it? Mm-hmm. You gonna make me say it?
Yeah, go ahead. I won't hear.
I mean, he went to LSU.
I just wanted to clear that up. All right, let's continue. Go ahead.
You need to say it, Ricky Bobby.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I feel like Aaron Donald probably should have won the MVP over Cup. I mean, I get it why they gave it to Cup, but probably should have been a split, if anything. I like how Stafford played in the game. That one interception on that deep ball was just a bad throw. And then the other one shouldn't have been an interception at all because the dude just dropped it. So
stop.
He actually played a pretty solid game. I mean, like Kevin said, it ended how I thought it would end on the last play. I thought it would be more points scored, but the Bengals got to do something with the offensive line all season.
Mm-hmm.
They got the cap room to them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I think they got like the third most in the NFL.
And
they
I didn't know that.
Because they got like
they
got like the first most cheapest owner.
Yeah. and they got a lot of young dudes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, if they can sign a lot of them defensive players back, because a lot of them defensive players will play at age and picked up in the last season. If they can get some of them guys to stay there, then they'll be back. I don't know if they'll be back for Super Bowl, but they'll be a team to deal with over the next few seasons just because of Joe. I mean, again, I don't like him either, but I mean.
Yo. Oh, man, this dude right here tough, bro.
I mean, but you know, you see what he can do. He don't get routed under pressure, which is probably one of the most important things to have in the NFL as quarterback.
Yeah. If they get that man an offensive line, it's over for the rest of the NFL. I'm telling you. But him to be able to perform like that under that kind of pressure is, and y'all hyped up Aaron Donald for the first half of this show. I mean, that show you how good he is. Like him, Floyd, and Von Miller, like. And he still stood in the pocket and delivered that ball with all that pressure being on him. You know what I mean? Like for a dude to be able to do that with a trash offensive line, Jesus Christ! If he ever get real time to throw, I don't know if he can be stopped. That dude he a monster, man.
Yeah. So this the only thing about it, and I love Joe Burrow. Boy, that conference hell.
That, and I mean, you've seen it before with Dan Marino. You go to the Super Bowl early and never make it again. You know what I mean? You never know because it ain't always about just one player.
Yeah, look, no matter how good you are.
Well, think about it. I penciled P Homie in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that boy at the crib. The boy was at the crib. You feel me? Yeah. So we talking about this for the past couple weeks too, Kevin. Deshaun Watson ain't even playing.
Mm-hmm. And I still think that's the best quarterback in the NFL. That's just me.
Like this dude, I'm not gonna argue with you on that. Cause I love Deshaun Watson and what can he do? He accurate, he's strong, he can run, got a strong arm.
He has no weakness as a quarterback.
What can't he do? So, you know, that conference, man, it's tough, but he got it. You know what I'm saying? He got it. Nah, you know what I'm saying? But I do agree with you with Odell though. Q man, that hurt to see. You know what I'm saying? He started off the game hot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He was doing his thing and he got better each as the season progressed. I credit a lot of that to, you know, McVay, the offensive coordinator, Matt Stafford, and Odell. Like, to come when he came, like, this dude came in the middle of the season, you know what I mean, and start having an impact. But I will say this, you know, I respect how he checked the ego, you know what I mean? To come to a team like that, you know, Cooper Kupp, the man. And at the time, Robert Woods was healthy, you know what I mean? So to check the ego to even say, I'm going to go play with these guys, you know what I mean? Robert Woods ended up getting hurt. But, you know, growth, man. You know what I mean? Growth. He started off, you know, he's young, made some mistakes or whatever, but, you know, I salute that. But I hated to see that, man. I hate to see anybody get hurt, but, man, he was balling.
Time was just terrible.
Oh, it was terrible. He was about to have a big game. And so, too, what you said with Matt, with the points, I think that significantly impacted the Rams because now you pretty much you worse than Bryce Young. Right? Yeah,
you can roll your defense to that one player.
Because at least he had a cup, right? Bryce didn't even have Jameson. but you got
Slade both.
Right, right. So against a defense that good. So now you playing with Cup, the one cat, I don't know how to pronounce his name, he dropped a wide open touchdown in the Tampa game, I think it was.
Yep.
Dropped. That ball, he should have kept running.
That pick.
Then think about this. The Rams was on their third tight end. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So you know, that impacted the point scored and all of that. But it was a good game both ways. I thought it was good. But y'all right. You know, you get them a line. It's gonna be something. That defense, like you said, Q, that's funny because a lot of them dudes was like free agents that people, you know what I mean, didn't want and stuff like that. And I've seen a lot of people giving Eli Apple grief, but hey, he was in the Super Bowl, you wasn't. So
yep.
You know what I'm saying? So and it ain't like they lost to a team that had the receiver that had the triple crown and was the Super Bowl MVP. So that ain't nothing to hang your head over, you know what I mean? But I just thought, all in all, man, that was a great game. Good way to end the season, you know. Q, you had mentioned about Matt Stafford. What you wanted to talk about that as far as the MVP, but like the whole Hall of Fame thing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of back and forth, like some players, like people who've been in the league saying that it was a great season for him and everything, but he doesn't have the Hall of Fame number. Some people saying he should be in the Hall of Fame right now. I just want to see what y'all think about it. Cause I personally, I don't know if y'all saw what Ryan Clark said, but I agree with him. He has some numbers and everything, but he doesn't have a Hall of Fame resume right now, so to speak. I mean, it's close. I'm not gonna go RC way and say it's impossible, but I don't think he's quite there yet. So I want to see what y'all thought about it.
I actually agree with that. I think you know what I'm saying, the whole Detroit thing. Cause just like that pass, that no look pass, bro, he been doing that.
Mm-hmm. But, he's just in Detroit.
He's in Detroit. So, you know, so right now, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just say, oh, he got a Super Bowl, so he in. Nah, I ain't going to do that. But the number's going to be there because he always threw for four. He threw for 5,000 multiple seasons. He got the touchdowns. It's just the impact of those numbers.
Yeah.
They was basically empty. You know what I'm saying? Because of where he was playing. So I agree. You know what I mean? I think, you know, it's going to be over the course of these next however many years he play, if he stay in L.A., 3-4 years, you know, not necessarily get to another Super Bowl or win another Super Bowl, but just play steady. You know what I mean? Making the playoffs, winning some playoff games, winning some impactful games. You think about that. See, and that's the thing, like, with the interceptions, and like, you know, I always say, he always has thrown a lot of interceptions. I was watching last week when they were showing the games from Burrow at LSU with him and UGA. He threw a terrible pick in the Georgia Florida game. Threw two picks in the game, two picks in the Auburn game. But he threw like four touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? 300 some yards. That's just how he is. He take chances. It's bad throws. You know what I mean? That one he threw on the deep one. This is essentially a punt. You know? So, but I think, you know, the next 3-4 years will be telling. Like I said, I don't think he got to necessarily win another Super Bowl, but just play steady. But I would agree, because the numbers kind of empty. You know what I'm saying? And that's my guy. But, yeah, I would agree with that. It just don't have the shine on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no, like, definite criteria for Hall of Fame. Like, it's always just an opinionated, like, question. Like,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys who probably shouldn't be in are in. A lot of guys who probably should be, they're not in.
Sterling Sharp.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of how much do they like you. That's what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
If they like him, he'll be in, which I think they do. He'll be in. It's just a matter of when. It won't be a first ballot, you know what I mean? But it's just a matter of when, you know what I mean? Like, will he be in on the third time? Will he be on the fourth, fifth, sixth time, whatever? It just depends on who they like.
That's mm-hmm. all.
Like, yeah. I don't – and, like, the Hall of Fame used to mean something, like, to me. I know as a player, it's probably always going to mean something to them. But to me as a fan, it don't even really mean nothing to me no more.
Once you figured out how they vote to get in.
In any sport, it don't mean nothing. Because, like, the criteria is so vague, for one. And I feel like they let people in who shouldn't be in. Like, it's not the Hall of Fame anymore. It's the Hall of Pretty Good. You know what I mean? So, I don't.
So, for me, I feel like the way it's done, as well as just, like, voting for MVPs, All-Stars, and all of that, I think it should be all players and former players to vote on that stuff. Because I just feel like they have, like, so, like, All-Star vote, when we fans, I want to see, you know, KD, or yeah, I want to see, but what if this person hasn't really just been performing like that, but you got this guy over here who been killing it, but because his name not as big, he's not in the All-Star game. I don't think that's right. I think it's just like validated Anthony by Davis their peers.
Did Anthony Davis make the NBA All-Star?
Mm-mm.
He didn't? Mm-mm. I thought he did. Because I know there's a couple of NBA players that's on this roster have been in years before that it won't no way in hell they should have been an All-Star. But since we voted for them and they got big names, they in now.
Think about this. The year, that last year Michael Jordan was with Washington, right? Vince Carter was the starter. Vince Carter said, nah, I want him to start, right? That means something, though. From a player, like, you know what I'm saying? For a player to say, nah, I want you to start over me, or for a player saying, yeah. Like how they do the NFL top 100 every year. That's players. I don't care nothing about us saying, the writers saying. Dog, you talking about guys that line up against these cats every single week, every single game. They know more than we know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be like, man, what they talking about? They talking about Monte Morris that good or this person. Bruh, it's some dudes in the wild can't guard. You know what I'm saying? You talking about another pro player, dog. It's valid to me. So I think like what Kevin said, it's like when you, like you said, Q, you get older and start understanding, like, you know what I'm saying? How was T.O. not first ballot?
So I was about to go back to that. T.O. is the definition of a first ballot Hall of Famer. And when he don't get in on the first ballot, I'm done with it. I don't care anything about it. I don't watch it. It means nothing.
So how was he not first ballot? How was Shannon Sharp not first ballot? How is Chris Carter not first ballot?
Yeah, I'm done with it. Because it's all about how much they like you. It's all about mm-hmm. their perception of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even with T.O., they changed the rules for him not to get in. They changed from off-the-field issues not mattering to changing it to because he affected the locker room, it matters, so we're not going to let him in. Like,
and he never had no off-the-field issues.
Never. There's two receivers that can say that they're either on his level or better than him. One being Jerry Rice, who's on top of everybody as a receiver. two being Terrell, Owens, Randy Moss, mm-hmm. as on his level. Anybody other than that, you're beneath Terrell Owens. To me, that's the definition of a first ballot wide receiver. After that, you don't put him in on first ballot, I'm done with it. I don't watch the ceremony. I don't hear nothing about it. I'm done with it. Which is why, like, I was hard on T.O. at first because when he didn't go to the ceremony. But now I understand it.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't need y'all to validate me. I know what I was. You know what I mean?
Like my man, like Fred Taylor, dog.
Right.
What?
Right. Y'all got these dudes in the Hall of Fame who...
Fred Taylor not in the Hall of Fame, dog?
Right.
Come on, bro.
And people want to bring up the Pro Bowls because he only made one. But look at the guys in front of him. Yeah, the only reason he didn't make Pro Bowls was because guys, while he was playing in front of him, was breaking records.
Right. Exactly.
And Chris Holmes and LaDainian Tomlinson them was breaking records in front of him.
In the same conference.
Talk about the offenses he was in. You could basically swap Fred with a lot of them guys, and he gonna have that success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if not better.
Because yeah, I think Fred still hold a record for the longest rushing touchdown in playoff history.
Fred Taylor played on the Jacksonville Jaguars when they first got here.
Right.
That right there. You understand what I'm saying?
And took him to the AFC Championship.
The AFC Championship. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm with y'all, man. I'm with y'all. Like I say, with Matt, I just feel like he got the numbers, and I would agree. Like, because really the only difference between him and Eli Manning is Eli Manning's situation.
Yep.
Right?
Because them two Super Bowls he got, those teams weren't great at all.
No, they were just matched. Like, the reason they won those two Super Bowls is because of matchups. Well they matched up with New England. Like, and they had a defensive line that could get pressure without blitzing. That's what it came down to.
It was sick. So, yeah, you know. You got other guys. Phillip Rivers going in with no Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Okay. So, real quick in the NFL, then we'll move on. Aaron Rodgers, man, I've been seeing a bunch of this, that, and the third. So, how y'all feel? Do y'all think he should want to leave? Do y'all think he should want to stay? Do y'all think they should want him to stay? Do y'all think they should move on? I'm going to be honest. I'm critical of his personality, but I mean, his talent is, I talk crazy, but the dude great. You know what I'm saying? I mess around like they lost to San Fran, mess around. But for real, I feel like, he could definitely help a team win. I hear him talk about Tennessee, stuff like that. It's always tricky, right, when you start talking about moving on, and it's tricky because you never know. You think that, think the grass greener, but it might not be. You know what I mean? Like, so to be honest, man, I can't say, you know what I'm saying, just from the outside looking in, where would you want to go? Would you want to go to San Francisco? I don't know. Like, it may seem perfect, then you get there and it ain't what you thought. Would you want to go to Tennessee? Would you want to go wherever Indianapolis talking about cutting on wins and stuff like that? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's his personal decision. You know
what
I mean?
I will say this. I'm with you, my bad, Kevin, but I'm with you. What you was about to say, his personal decision, but I will say this. I wouldn't go to the AFC.
Nah, that road is too rocky. Like, there's too many obstacles on that road.
That's the SEC.
Yeah, it's way too many. It's way too many obstacles on that route. But I mean, that's just like his that's personal preference, you know, whether he wanna, go to another team or whatever. If I'm the Packers, I gotta think, do I have enough around him to get us to that level? Can we kind of either repeat what we did this past season, or can we make it to the Super Bowl? Do we have enough around him to do that? Because his salary next year is gonna be close to $50 million. Ooh. Do you wanna take that cap hit? Do Do you want to start over or, you know, see what you got, you know, with the rest of the teams with what's his face?
Adams. Oh, Love. Okay. I'm with you.
Do you want to see what you got with him? You know what I mean? Kind of like the transition between Brett Favre and
Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I mean? Do you want to go that route? Is he ready? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm Green Bay, I'm just looking at what's around him. You know what I'm saying? When I make that decision of whether I want to bring him back or not. Because you know what you got with Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? You know what you're going to get. You're going to get an MVP caliber quarterback every year.
For sure.
The problem with that is, as they sit right now, with the roster they have, they're going to be $50 million over the cap in 2022. So, I mean, I don't know if you can rework that many contracts with the players you have now, or you just got to start getting rid of people. Because if you bring Aaron back, you got to bring Adams back. That's a must, because he's not going to play without Adams. Because Adams is the one who got him to come back this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, but after that, I mean, what do you even start to pick and choose who you bring back or who you get rid of? So, but on the other side of that, like, where do you go? Because wherever you go, it's not going to be an automatic fit. I mean, I would rather be in the Green Bay situation versus Aaron Rodgers, because at some point as an organization, you know, you're going to have to start over, right? So I'd rather be in their position now with him, because if he make the wrong move, then he's just going to be stuck.
Yeah, so I feel you. It could be like career jeopardizing, what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be
– No, I get what you're saying.
Probably put up numbers. But if he goes somewhere where he's only winning 7 to 8 games because he picked the wrong situation, then – it's on him, and Green Bay is starting over, which they're gonna have to do eventually anyway. So,
I feel, because it's so like I get from the team aspect, it's like at some point he's leaving anyway, whether that be sooner or later, it's gonna happen. But with him, he only has a short amount of time to get this right. I get what you're saying. It's tough, you know, and like Kevin said, it's a personal thing, but you sit there and you look at it and it's like, I know I wouldn't go to the AFC. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't. And not only are those guys good, but they're young. You understand?
Exactly. And it's not a team that they're not on that you could go to that could compete immediately, unless you go to if you go to Indianapolis, you got some parts there that you could play around with. But other than that, in the AFC, what other team are you picking that could even put you close to competing with what's over there already?
See, that's a great point, because you got, like you said, Indy got a great running game. T.Y. Hilton was banged up last year, so, you know, he wasn't fully right. They had a nice defense. I don't know, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, like you said, think about what's in place. You got P. Homer, you got Joe Burrow, you got Justin Herbert, you got Lamar Jackson, you got what's the other guy? There's so many of them. The AFC loaded, right?
Joe Burrow.
Joe. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Yo.
Mac Jones.
Not quite yet, kid.
Yeah.
not quite yet.
You know, Brady. But Mac, so, Brady. But think about
I'm
it.
I'm interested to see what they do, what they put around him in all season, kid. We'll revisit that.
They got to get a receiver. But think about that, though. He's good, and he going to have a system, right? And he know he's going to have a good defense all the time. So that's still a feather in the cap. So I'm not going to the AFC. I'm not doing that.
If he do, he probably going to Pittsburgh or somewhere like that.
I'm still not, bro. I'm not doing that.
Kevin, that's
no, I definitely
Pittsburgh. I wouldn't go to AFC. You gotta play Joe Burrow twice.
I'd be trying to make my way to the Saints or somewhere like that, somewhere where I feel like it's a little around them, and you can, and they need a quarterback.
You go take a look at the Titans.
They not getting rid of Tannehill.
No, they not. He's safe. You go to Pittsburgh.
He's safe.
Yeah, he's safe. He ain't
play baseball now. What's he safe for?
But see, this the thing. You take a big swing and you miss. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But this my thing. You go to Pittsburgh, you got to play Joe Burrow twice. You got to play Lamar Jackson twice.
Yeah, I ain't look at it like that.
No way, right? So now I stay in Green Bay. He own Detroit. He own
Chicago.
Minnesota, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You going to win that division all the time.
Yeah.
Only team he can't get past is the 49ers. That's the only team he can't beat.
Well, see, and so that's why but think about if he went to San Francisco. Now you got to play the Rams twice. I don't know what's going on with Kyle in Arizona, but Seattle, that's you probably could beat them, but that division tough. But the NFC, I would just stay in the NFC. Tampa, and I wouldn't go to Tampa. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to Tampa.
That Saints spot is pretty intriguing.
But who the coach? Who they coach?
They haven't hired one yet, have they?
All the positions filled. I don't know who they hired though.
Let me see real quick. Hold on. Let me get that info for you, brother.
But see, that's the thing, right? You got
Oh, they hired Dennis Allen.
Okay. Yeah, man. I don't know. I would stay in the NFC if I did dip. I would stay. I wouldn't go to AFC. AFC is so tough. And then all of a sudden, Deshaun Watson eligible to play.
Come back. Is he coming back to? Because he might be thinking the same thing. I ain't coming back to the AFC.
Look, you might be right. He might be like, shoot, let me get out of here.
What they allow him back though? What's that? Nobody know that situation. And plus, his salary jumped up to like $35 million this year.
Here's the thing, though, Kevin. Was he ever given any type of disciplinary action? Or anything?
See, that's kept saying.
They just wasn't playing him. I don't know if it was like an image thing. They was trying to let this thing blow over or what, but they just wasn't playing him. It ain't like
they put that man on punishment.
You know what that made me think of? Is maybe they had some kind of a backroom deal to where we don't say nothing, you're gonna sit out this season and then come back next season, and that your suspension was you didn't play in the 2021 season. They made some kind of deal like that because he didn't even make a fuss about not playing. And you never heard anything from him. So,
hey, you know, Q, that's a good point because I heard on the radio yesterday too. They was talking about the guy was like, "You probably gonna see a bunch of settlements start to pop up
during all season."
I was listening to the radio yesterday. That's what I heard the cat say. So. You know, which, I mean, like the guy said, and, you know, we ain't got to get too far into that, but, you know, that would probably be the wisest thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Given that, you know, it's gotten out of hand as is. Go ahead, you know, take care of your business. So,
because you know what? What we haven't heard from that situation is we haven't heard any type of criminal charges coming from it, and it's been over almost a year now. So I think it's probably more of a misunderstanding than it was anything else. You know what I mean? Because I think if it was anything more than that, we would have heard some stuff on the criminal side come out about it.
Yeah, I don't think it went too far. It crossed the line, but it ain't go too far. Because like you said, if it did, we would have heard way more by now. And it would have been some prior greater repercussions. So yeah, man, I hate that, but hopefully, you know, everybody in that situation is fine and that work itself out. But if I'm Aaron, I ain't going to AFC though, dog. Y'all can have that. Y'all can have that over there. I'm not doing all that, but yeah, okay. Now I just wanted to, you know, get y'all thought on that right quick. Let's talk about the NBA All-Star and stuff like that.
One quick thing before we leave the NFL. So y'all think Kyler gonna be in Arizona next season, or you think what's going on with that situation?
I do
hard to move quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think so, because for one, like Kevin said, it's hard to move quarterbacks, right? But two, where you gonna go? Like, what? They're not trading. They're not gonna trade him. And that's the part about that whole social media thing I hate, right? I hate when it's used. Man, you got a problem with them folk, man. Go holler at them folk, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to. I get this is a new era. This is how them young folk communicate. Go holler at them people, man. Get your agent, go holler at them. You ain't got to do all that. And then here they come. Well, he's immature, not a leader. Man,
don't hear all that. Go holler at him. Same thing.
I don't think he going nowhere, Q.
I don't even be caring about all that stuff.
Yeah, man. It's just so stupid. It's like, what are y'all, 12? Right, yeah.
look what they said
to Kyler. Ooh, look what Kyler said back. What?
And the thing is, they were great until Hopkins went down. They were great last season until Hopkins went down.
And also, he has to study Russell Wilson. You can't be that small and take the licks he take. Every year he start here, and then he get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Russell Wilson never took punishment. He's going to slide or get out of bounds. You're not hitting him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But I love Kyler, and you got to get that together, and they'll work it out. They'll work it out, you know. And I hate people, you know, he shouldn't have did it. Whatever, man. All that stuff but that's how these folk communicate. Get on there and slang mud on Instagram and all that.
He said Instagram. Nah. Sound like somebody granddad.
Yeah, man. I don't be with all that, bro. But Q, I don't think he's going nowhere, man. Like Kevin said, it's too hard to move a quarterback. When the last time we just seen a quarterback just traded? Matt Stafford, but that was still different.
That was QB for QB.
Yeah, that was QB for QB, though.
Right. Like, who? You know? Nah, nobody doing that. Green Bay? Nah, nobody doing that, though. But go to Houston.
Hey, that could be a trade. You'll probably hate the Cardinals for doing it, but
be like, yo, y'all did us a solid. Y'all gave us DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. Okay. But so NBA All-Star, man. I'm always, you know, excited for the guys that make the All-Star team, man. I know that mean a lot to them guys. But once again, I think that should be something that the guys vote on, like how they letting the guys pick the team. I like that they do that now. That's pretty cool to me. You know what I mean? That they let the guys pick their teams. Unfortunately, some guys injured, KD injured, James Harden. But it does give on to LaMelo Ball and DeJounte Murray. Somebody else replaced James Harden, I can't remember, but I just, you know what I mean? I know that mean a lot to them guys, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always excited for those guys. That new format, I think, is pretty dope. Wasn't that start last year?
This is the first year.
No, not for the Rising Stars, but
Oh, you talking about where they picked the teams?
No, you remember, so last year when they won and everybody was kind of tripping because they won on the free throw.
Oh, you talking about that scoring? Yeah, that was last year, the first year.
So yeah, I like that pretty good. So yeah, man. I think it's gonna be pretty cool.
Y'all think there's any snubs that should be playing that aren't?
There's always going to be snubs, but I think it got most of it got worked out through,
injuries. I think most of that did get worked out through injury, Kevin. It was it's always the snub. It's always, you know, who we got? Joel Embiid, Ja, Jason Tatum, Wiggins, Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Devin Booker, Rudy Gobert, LaVine, Zach LaVine, Chris Middleton, DeJounte Murray, Carl Anthony Townsend, Draymond. That's Kevin Durant's team. And then LeBron got Fred VanVleet, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Darius Garland, Luka, Jimmy Butler, Jerry Allen. He got in for James Harden, which that's good because he was definitely balling. Joker, LeBron, DeMar DeRozan, Steph, and Giannis. Man, that's a squad. Both, I mean, it's always going to be a squad, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, man, so y'all excited for that? Or, you know.
Yeah, I love NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. I want to go to one eventually. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that Rising Stars game. I like the skills contest. I like, oh, I don't know about dunk contest because
I like the whole weekend.
Yeah,
you know what spoiled the dunk contest? The fact that dunking is a profession now, and if I want to go see somebody dunk, I go watch Jordan Kilgannon, or I watch Jordan Clark. Like these dudes who do it for a living, you know what I mean? Chris Stapleton, they just ruined the dunk contest because like all the dunk contests from back in the day was trash. Well, the ones up until about 2016 was trash too. It's just the fact that these guys have professionals to look at now. Right. Like if I want to do a new dunk, I just go watch a pro dunker and see what he do and try to emulate that. Because it ain't. If you look at it, it's not really about jumping ability. People have been able to jump for a long time. It's just creativity. That's the difference. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you got guys that spend two hours working on two dunks, three, 4 days a week,
right?
They're going to come up with some stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the opportunity to mess up. And then, you know what I mean, versus I'm a basketball player working on that or playing or whatever. So, yeah, I'm with you.
What's crazy? I mean, I know we're getting a little off subject, but from what I noticed about that, about the difference in the dunk contest between, like, if you watch Jordan and Dominique and all them guys, they was doing it on the fly. Like, I know Jordan didn't know what he was going to do until he was walking up to the rim.
Right. You
know? Like, these dudes now – they spend months getting ready for this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's preparation for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard a lot of guys that was in the dunk contest say that, though, that, like, some of them didn't know till they was, like, in the air. Oh, I'm going to just do a reversal. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that lets you know how high this person could jump. Like, you know what? Right. I'm about to just plump it down
I'm gonna get up there and figure out what I'm gonna do.
Right.
Yeah,
I swear to dunk, I saw Kenny Walker doing 86. I see dudes doing right now and get a 10.
Yeah, for sure though. Nah, I mean, you know, but it's you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of from that aspect, Ruin. Yeah. But you still look at it and be like, damn, like, yo,
yeah, that's
crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how many times I see a 360, it's a 360.
Yeah, because I've tried doing a 360. Yeah. And I'm just not coordinated enough to do it.
It's a lot of moving parts that got to come together to do it.
Because I'm telling you, jumping ability ain't the issue. It's coordination.
Spin around in the air.
These cats. I got plenty enough jumping. Well, I had plenty enough jumping ability to do a 360. But when I try to do it, it just didn't work.
No. And like, even like windmills though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember like trying to do a windmill on the logo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you let the go down and you have to like you like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, so, you know, I mean, and then the stuff these cats be doing, you know, like,
man,
when John Wall went up and took the ball out, homie, and then he clutched it. The yeah. ticket, like, come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, that Anthony Simons last year, wilding. You know what I'm saying?
That one Glenn Robinson did, too, was just.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, but even when Paul George was in it, the stuff, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, bruh, just watch out. Like, you know what I mean? Donovan Mitchell was wilding. I mean, we go on and on. Nate Robinson, Josh Smith, J.R. Smith. People don't even realize J.R. Smith had some of the dopest dunks in the dunk contest, bro. He was wild.
The dopest game dunk.
And in live games.
That too. Yeah, that too. He used to be wilding, bro. And I don't think people realize the dude was like 18 when he got to the league, bro.
Yeah.
And like, yo, yeah, man. So nah, man, I'm super excited, man. That Rising Star is always good.
Right. Yeah, y'all seen the rosters for these four teams?
Crazy. Bro, so when I first read it, right? So this one, this Rick Barry's team is on. It's Kay Cunningham, Dyson Daniels from the G League Ignite, Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, Alperen Sengun, Jay Sean.
Houston.
Yeah.
Jay
Sean Tate. And Franz Wagner. And Franz Wagner is
Mike. It's Franz Wagner.
Wagner, yeah. My bad.
Hey, he be Wagner. Hooping, though.
Now, so this is what I was going to say.
Yeah, he too.
And I thought his brother was good. He way better than his brother.
He way better than his brother.
I think his brother just didn't develop in the pros. Like, they both did good in college. But Franz is like...
I think his brother peaked in college is what I think.
Yeah.
Because Franz give you that work. Franz dunk on you, Euro you the next move.
That's a big dude too.
Jan you up in that. Yo, he is a beast. Yeah, so that's Barry's team in there. Here go Isaiah Thomas. He got Precious Achiuwa, Desmond Bain, free safety. Sadiq Bay, my boy Ant Man. Anthony Darius
Bay. Bay.
Yeah.
Sadiq Bay get it in too.
Yeah, he do.
Anthony Ant-Man Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Jaden Hardy. Ooh, I like Jaden Hardy. Isaiah Stewart. Man, okay. And then Gary Payton team, LaMelo Ball, Scotty Barnes. That's huge.
LaMelo ain't playing though, because he playing in a regular All-Star game, remember?
Yeah.
So he's not gonna play in this game?
Nah, he's not playing in this one because he's playing in the regular All-Star game because he's not playing. He says he's not playing in both.
Why are you playing both? In both? 20 years old. Scotty Barnes.
Zion played in both then.
Yeah, he did actually.
Yeah. Ayo Dosunmu, who has been killing it.
Dosunmu would be hooping.
Chris Duarte, he not playing. He injured. So
I like Duarte too.
Yeah, Bones Highland got in. So
Highland? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hooping for Davion Mitchell not playing. So he replaced Bones Highland replaced Mitchell.
You know what's crazy? The first time I saw him playing pickup on YouTube in a park. That was the first time I saw him. I didn't even know he was an actual college ball player.
Bones Highland.
And then I saw him at
VCU.
You play VCU, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jonathan Kuminga replacing Duarte.
Theo Ratliff.
Yeah. Jaden
Kuminga looks like Theo Ratliff to me.
He do the shoulders and everything. Jaden McDaniels and Davion Mitchell not playing. So and then James Worthy's team is Cole Anthony, Marjon, Beauchamp, G League Ignite, Josh Giddey. And I gotta give Giddey his respect. Triple.
I was about to say, Mike, you kind of hard on Buddy.
Three triple doubles in a row.
Giddey be hooping.
Yeah, he do. Giddey be getting it. I ain't gonna lie. Jalen Green, Herb Jones, Tyrese Maxey, and Jalen Suggs.
Herb,
dog, this game's gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
these are some hoopers.
You know they're gonna be super competitive. They just gonna be going at each other, man.
But nobody has a clear cut advantage. It is ballers on every last one of these teams, dog. Cade Cunningham and oh man, Evan Mobley, Anacoro, and Singer.
That's a long team.
They are huge, and I don't even know the Daniels kid for the G League Ignite. I haven't watched him much. Yeah, but then you got Precious Achiuwa, Desmond Bane, Sadiq Bey, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Hardy, who shoot it as soon as he walk in the gym, Isaiah Stewart, Scotty Barnes, the sooner. Yeah, these games gonna be good.
And you know who I wish was there? That it probably, I don't know if he even deserved to be there, but I wish Primo would have found a way in, but just because he been spending time going back and forth, so he ain't really got a chance to like jail at one spot, because the Spurs been putting down here for 5-6 games and sending them back and putting them back for another 5-6 games and sending them back.
So you know who's exactly like that? Brandon Boston.
He's the Clippers.
He's exactly like that. He go back and forth so much that he don't really, you know, he ain't really getting the opportunity to shine in one place. But that dude there, he a problem.
Absolutely. You know, it's only a matter of time. And I love the G League, though. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it, man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're going to be all right. They're going to be just fine because they young guys.
Last Friday, I actually went to a G League game. And I saw the Clippers G League team was playing. And I'm telling you, Boston don't belong out there. Like, it was way too easy for him. He had the easiest 29 points I think I ever seen in my life.
Right. But, you know, I like the fact that him and Primo and it's a lot of other guys get reps in both. You know what I'm saying? It keep them playing. Yeah. Don't keep their confidence up. You know what I'm saying? Keep them engaged. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited though to see this stuff, man. It's gonna be good. Who y'all got for All-Star MVP?
I'm gonna tell you who I got. I got Giannis, because Giannis always play hard in them All-Star games. Other guys be like trying to be cool. Giannis going for your neck. Well, every one of them.
Well, you know, he always go for it. And I think when KD play, he always go for it. He always be like, you know, shooting the lights out. But I think you going Giannis, okay, definitely. And you just can't stop him, especially in a game like that either. You can't stop him
in
a
down game like that.
You can't stop him in a regular game. So, right. Man, that's a good one. Dang, who you got, Q?
I was probably going to go with Giannis, too, for the same reason, because if you look at the last three All-Star game, he's like, if you can tell one player is going faster and harder than the other. It's like it's visible when he's on the floor. So
he got one speed.
So I'm going Ja.
Morant? Yeah, I can see him actually doing that too, though.
I was gonna go Steph or LeBron, but I'm gonna go Ja.
I don't even think those two even play that much, to be honest with
you. Well, the reason I said I was going to go LeBron is because LeBron probably got about 3-4 more of these.
5, 6, 7.
Now, see, here you go. You tripping.
Here you go.
About 3-4. I give him 4 at the max. So, you know, he might come out there. And then, you know, I know he probably going to shoot a lot of threes and he mess around and get hot. But I'm going to go Jotto. And then, but because LeBron got bigger fish to fry, I think his knee been bothering him. So I'm gonna go Ja. But I like that Giannis a lot. Giannis, Steph, I always, just because he can shoot so well, I'm gonna always feel like he you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to run up here and dunk or nothing. I just stop right here a couple steps for half or right at half. I mean, you know, after half or whatever. But so I'm gonna go Jotto.
My first option is Giannis. My second is Embiid.
Only reason I wouldn't go Embiid, I was thinking about Embiid. I just feel like with guards, they had a ball so much.
Yeah, but Embiid, when he gets to them All-Star games, he like to play in the perimeter. He like to do a whole lot.
I know. I feel you, but I'm just saying with guards,
Yeah, I feel
you. I could just not give you the ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's yeah,
but he's gonna get the board.
That's always, but I'm saying with the guard, they dominate the ball. They're gonna always have the ball. That's why it's always harder for bigs to be, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think Ja, I'm gonna go Ja or Steph.
Okay.
Yeah. But Giannis wouldn't surprise me at all. Giannis might have like 40 points. You know what I'm saying?
on all coast to coast dunks, because he ain't stopping Euro dunks. Nobody.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? That's proud. But I'm a roll Ja though. Yeah, I'm a roll Ja. Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, man. I think that's dope too that the NBA named that award after Kobe. You know, the MVP, All-Star MVP award out the Kobe. I thought that was pretty dope when they did that. Yeah, for sure. Always salute Kobe. But, yes, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see this and see what go down, man. It's going to be good. Then you got the last stretch of the regular season, man. The New York Knicks falling apart before our very eyes. Never really got started. They're not. That what happened last night though, that was probably the worst of the worst. But yeah, the last stretch should be good. Dang, Anthony Davis went down again. That looked bad. I was scared at first. I thought it was broke, but they said it was negative. But hopefully he can get back right. You know what I mean?
Badass spring.
That's just bad luck, man. That's what we was talking about when you like. When you take an injury prone player, what is it? Is it bad luck? Is it a lack of training? I don't know how you can train your ankles.
Can't.
Right.
And you can't.
You stepping on somebody's foot. Like, that's just bad luck.
That's what you can't train, Kevin. It ain't about training the ankles. It's about training that this player just happened to have his feet, foot on the way you're landing and your ankle twist. There ain't nothing you can do about that.
Right.
And that thing touched the flow.
Man.
I was
for sure that thing snapped.
Me too, dog.
I was for sure that thing snapped.
The way he reacted, bruh.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you roll your ankle like that before, you can just hear that sound. Like it sounds like a crunch. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
bruh. You know, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Ah, boy.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say what I normally say, but yeah, I know.
This man. But nah. So yeah, man, you know, prayers to him. Hopefully he get back with a speedy recovery, man. But man, that's all I got, fellas. Y'all got anything else?
Nah, it's it for me.
Yeah, me too. That's all I got right now. I think. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we'll talk about your Ben Simmons for MVP take next week.
Yeah, hey, when y'all think he gonna play touch and flow for the first time?
Who knows,
bro? Listen,
it got to be soon, right? If they gonna get in any type of playoff rule,
right,
man,
right?
It got
to
be soon.
Let me tell you something, man. It's to the point now. I just be like, these cats don't even surprise me no more. I ain't gonna say I don't surprise. It just be like, I just don't know what be going on now. Why we just can't play ball? LeBron, 97 years old, and all he do is just go out there and play ball.
No, Mike, you don't understand. You don't understand how tough it is to be an NBA player. Man, if you don't go play ball.
Man, y'all saw that video I sent y'all, man. Y'all wouldn't want to do that every day.
Absolutely. With Miles Turner video.
Yeah. Man, come on, man.
You don't even have to fix your own food.
This dude had a chef come and ask him, what is your order, sir? And this dude would just go hoop and come home and play video games.
I was watching a stat yesterday that Mark Jackson played in 98% of the games in his NBA career. He missed, I think, 18 total games in his entire career. 18 total games in his entire career.
Well, before Clay got hurt.
He ain't missed any game, had he?
He was like Cal Ripken Jr. out there. Yeah.
That was crazy, man. I watched that video like three or four times. I'm like, man, can you imagine? I wouldn't be complaining about nothing, man. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Go get you a quick massage at the trainers. You got it timed on a little spreadsheet up there when you come in. Go eat, go hoop, go back home.
What? Bruh.
Yeah, and people be like, oh man, they don't have time. Man, them dude got way more time than you got.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I heard Gilbert Arenas say that one time. He was like, NBA players ain't got nothing but time. And that's why they get so much trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to drive an hour to work 9-10 hours, then drive an hour back home.
Right.
You got half a day left, and you still got to find some sleep somewhere.
I done dedicated 12 hours to this job. And now I only got a few hours to do what I want to do.
Right. Exactly. And I got to find some sleep somewhere.
Right.
That too. Yeah, no.
And that's what gets sacrificed most of the time. Now I'm tired throughout the day.
Exactly. I'm going to send y'all a message at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Oh, shut up, Mike. You sleep. Hey. I know you be
sleeping. Hey, look. Not when you sent that one, and then you sent a good video. Like, yo, you know,
Mike, like my grandma. My grandma wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, rattling pots and pans, waking everybody in the house up.
Hey, yo, I be trying to get up, man.
Not me.
Hey, Mike, go ahead and send said out here. Let me get that left hand right.
Yo, I don't know what he was doing on that, bro. I was like, yo, so I sent him that.
Hey, we still recording?
Yeah.
All right, we'll holler at y'all next week. That's all we got. Peace out. And take notes. You know what it is. We'll get back at y'all for real, though, next week. Till then, peace out.
Take it easy.